R68, and let's just check in with Carter B. Carter B. Smith, are you on hand down there?
I sure am, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, well. Carter.
Hiya, Mike.
Well, you got a big day ahead of you, guy.
Oh, boy, I say. We're still in the yard here at Washington and Mason, still trying to get things put together. It's quite a bit to radio-size a cable car, you know.
Oh, I see. I thought by this time you'd be down there at the foot of California Street.
No, we haven't even left the barn yet. We're about ready to go. 6:13 is when we're scheduled to leave here, and we're just buttoning up everything and putting the all the balloons on. We certainly got the cable car gaily decorated today for this special event.
Hey, Carter.
Yes?
Are you going to be portable, or will you have to just kind of nest in one spot? Can you go outside when the sun's up?
I'm going to stay outside. I'm not going to sit inside. That's for sissies. I'm sitting outside. They had it installed inside, and I said, what's the matter with you people? I mean, if the operator of the car is outside, why can't I be outside?
All right, so you're going to be hanging on the
macho here.
The 68 sport. Special cable car. All right, look, when you get moving, call us back and we'll talk to you.
Fine business.
All right, it's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:11. Can you imagine the guy's going to be riding that cable car for the next 18 hours?
You know what I'd love to do?
What's that?
Set my alarm for about 11:45 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Call, get him on the radio phone, say, you want to go inside yet?
It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, Frank and Mike, cable car day at KNBR. Melissa Manchester on KNBR 68 with Frank and Mike at 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. 6:19, and I think Carter B. is starting to roll on the cable car out of the barn. Carter
roll,
B.
indeed we are. Going down Washington Street now, Frank, and cable car 68 is underway and won't stop, with the exception, of course, at the end of the line, until about 12:30 tomorrow morning. And we're ready to go and ready to generate revenue. I mean, that's the whole idea today, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. We are already getting pledges here.
Oh, beautiful.
Ellen Elster from Martinez came through with a $50 pledge. We have, Alicia and Shana Common of South City, $6. Western Employers Association, $100 pledge. Ray Schilling of Oakland, $10. Charles Iverson of Richmond, $50.
Beautiful.
How's that sound?
That's super. You can hear the first formal ringing of the bell today. This is the California cable car, Frank. It's a double-ender, so the operator, whose name is Dennis McCoy, is up at the other end of the car. Later on, you'll be able to hear the bell a lot clearer. And we're going around the bend, and now getting ready to get online and get underway here, head for California Street.
All right, it's cable car day at KNBR, and you can give us a call at 956-KNBR and make a pledge, help save these cable cars.
By the way, a special little treat, the first 50 persons that are donating $50 or more are going to receive two tickets to our KNBR farewell party to the cable cars. It'll be at the Cable Car Barn Museum in September.
All right, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock now, 6:20.
Summer nights.
26 minutes after 6 o'clock at KNBR. I wonder if it's possible to pick up anything from Carter. Carter B., where are you now?
Right here, Frank. We're on Hyde Street. To get the California Street cable car onto California, you've got to go around the block, up Jackson, all the way to Jackson to Hyde, down Hyde for a block to a switch, and then we're just going to go around the curve here now and go on to California Street, and whoa, we're there. California and Hyde right now, getting ready to go on.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Coming in loud and clear, Carter B., riding the rails for the cable cars. Give us a call at 956-KNBR. Make a pledge to the cable car fund. We'd love to hear from you. And at 6:44 at KNBR, now Carter B. is checking in.
Good morning again, Frank.
Hey.
California and Battery Streets here. We got a few little glitches that we've got to work out on the international circuit. The KNBR one is working good, which is really neat. And I just had a chat with somebody from KCBS who came down to interview me. So people are pulling together throughout the whole market here today to get the word out that we're looking for.
You're looking for what?
Looking
money.
For what?
Looking
oh,
for
money.
Howdy, good morning there. There's the San Francisco ambulance listening because they gave us a big toot of the horn as they went by.
Hey, there's an idea. I wish everybody, when they drive by Cable Car 68 and Carter B. Smith aboard, give them the toot of the horn and a wave, and you can even throw money if you want to.
Yeah, we have people with little aprons on that say, oh, they have other things on, too, but they have aprons on that say KNBR, and if you want to come by and just drop a dollar off or something, we're going to be up and down California Street, and as you listen to the station during the day, we'll kind of keep you up to date as to exactly where we are. We're coming up on Montgomery in California right now. Not too many people on the cable car in all candor right now. It's still pretty early, and the streets are very, very quiet yet, you guys.
Well, they come alive very fast, Carter.
Sure do.
And I'll tell you what, any time between now and midnight tonight, Carter B. will ride that cable car. You can join him for a ride. And, of course, it's a dollar, and you can make a separate donation to the cable car fund if you like and join Carter B. on the California line.
In a small country village in the Mackinac region of France.
Let's get a quick check with Carter B. live on the San Francisco cable car number 68. Carter.
Californian Jones watching the joggers running around Grace Cathedral. And everything is copacetic here, Frank.
All right, and we're taking calls at 956-KNBR to, of course, save the cable cars of San Francisco. It's our cable car day on KNBR.
The loveliness of Paris.
Now, Carter B's out there. Let's check in with Carter and see where he is and what he's doing.
Just starting another run up California Street. We're just leaving the Hyatt Regency, and right now there's businesses picking up. The car is a little fuller. What's your name, my dear?
Oh, my name is Shelley.
And Shelley, you've baked a cake. What is this cake in the form of?
Well, it's a naked woman.
There's a woman sitting here, Frank, with a cake in the shape of a naked woman, and she gave the cake to the man next to her, who she doesn't know, and he's holding it for her. And she's on her way to work.
Oh.
They don't want any cake here now, no.
Well, only in San Francisco. I can see it's going to be quite a day for Carter B. on the cable car line.
That's a birthday cake. Where do you put the candles?
Hey, listen, we'll be checking with Carter B. from time to time. He's riding the rails today for 18 hours on the California Street cable car line, all to save the cable cars of the city, of course. Oh, and guess what? KNBR Star is going to have all the details on the 7-Up Stars this week. It's Carter B. Smith.
That's right. You listen to Carter for details on how the 7-Up Stars could win you one of 68 family packages for four to Great America. We're great.
And let's go to Carter B. at 727. He's aboard the cable car.
Yes, sir. We're at Van Ness now. California and Van Ness. This thing just keeps going up and down California Street with quite a bit of regularity.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's what cable cars are supposed to do.
Well, it sure does. You know, a couple minutes ago, this woman got on with this cake, a naked lady cake, right?
Right.
And she sits next to me, and I say hello, and she says, you know, I don't listen to you on the radio. And I said, I don't eat your cake either. And so she gives the cake to this old gentleman who's sitting at the end of the car. He doesn't know her. She says, hold this, will you? Sure. So it's a big sheet cake with the torso of a naked woman there, and he holds that for the whole trip. And finally, he says, I have to get off here. She says, okay, I'll take the cake back. So
just another day in San Francisco.
Another beautiful morning in San Francisco on a cable car.
All right.
Oh, how I love to ride that cable car, even if I'm not going very far. Like to forget exactly where you are.
Yes!
Then close your eyes.
Picture!
We're way back there in 73. Now, here's a guy named Halliday. He says he's got a new invention.
I think he's out to get attention.
Halliday says he's got a cable car.
Well, what in this big wide world's a cable car?
Well, what in this big wide world are we waiting for?
Let's go and see.
You'll take me down to Clay by Force, because it can't run without a horse.
Halliday's going to take that cable ride. Nobody else but him will step inside.
There goes Halliday down the hill.
Hope that Halliday made his will.
Halliday's really got a cable car.
Here comes the cable up the grade.
Gee, but aren't you glad we stayed?
Halliday's really got a cable car.
Call the Crowleys and McGurks. He gathered this doggone cable works.
Hey! Oh, the folks were not so easy to convince. That cable car's been running ever since.
No ladies on the running board. Step in the car, please. California next. California, Fairmont, Marcoffee.
Cable Car Day on KNBR, and now would be a good time to make a pledge.
Well, can you imagine San Francisco without cable cars? To assure this won't happen, we need your help during our KNBR Marathon to Save the Cars. Call now and make your pledge at 956-KNBR or 478-3200, and then send your donation to KNBR Cable Car Fund, Box 680, San Francisco 94101.
Frank and Mike here, and it's 7:30 at KNBR. Mike, let's see if we can get Carter B. in here now.
All right, let's talk to Carter B. Good morning, Carter.
Good morning, good morning. There you are. There I am. Sure, we're down here at the Hyatt Regency. Hello.
Oh, we're listening.
We're reading you.
Oh, okay. We just lose this receiver here. I'm just going to talk for a second, then. Don't ask me any questions or anything, you guys, because we've lost our receiver. And I have Virgil Caselli here, who is the boss man of the whole cable car drive. And Virgil, while we're doing very well, we still have a ways to go.
Yes, indeed we do, Carter. We're at 8.3 million now. That leaves 1.7, if my math is correct. It better be. And that's a formidable task. Our objective is to get it all in by the end of September, roughly around the 22nd, when they're planning to close the system down for the rebuild. And with all the help from your listeners and corporations, et cetera, hopefully we're going to get there on time. Maybe a little late, but I know we're going to do it.
Well, now, one last question here, Virgil. The fact of the matter is that the large corporations have essentially done their part. It's up to the little people like you and me now, right?
Well, that's essentially true, Carter. About 90% of our funding thus far has come from roughly 90 major corporations in our community. So that's an enormous contribution to our campaign. But I don't want to overlook the fact that there are some 30,000 contributions that have brought in the $8.3 million. And a lot of money, therefore, has come in from little people, and we hope that the balance, the majority of what we have left, will come in from smaller contributors, and that way we can get the campaign really down to its elements, the ridership, if you will.
Very good. That's Virgil Caselli. Good morning, a man honking at us here as we're going through downtown San Francisco. Virgil Caselli, who is heading up the citizens group to get the money to keep the cable cars on their wheels. Back to you, Frank and Mike.
All right, Carter, thank you. And we've got our local pledges here. Our total is up to $2,368, and we continue to take pledges at 956-KNBR. Thanks to Nancy Goodrich, John Brennan, Jim Bacher, Bill and Janice White, Don and Beverly Chipali of Stockton, Ron and Sandra Evler, I guess it is.
Yes, and Everett Price, a $100 donor, Steve Price, Robert Gillette, Lynn Telsch, and Mr. and Mrs. Richard Browning, and finally Karen Parsons.
And many, many more. Keep the pledges coming in. Love to hear from you at 956-KNBR. Mike, what do you think? Should we go to Carter B.?
I think so. I want to find out where he is.
All right, Carter B., come in on the 68 special cable car.
Hi there. How you doing?
Oh, that's not Carter B.
No, it's not Carter B.
That's C.J. Bronson.
I want to keep you guys on your toes.
That's right. This is one of the more conspicuous cable cars, I think, on California Street today. I hopped on one on California and Van Ness and started in the direction of Carter's special number 68 in order to hook up with him, and it came over the hill with balloons and streamers on it, and I said, that must be Carter B.
Do you know that a couple times at California and Polk, we've almost had a little problem. We're so nice looking here today.
I'm hoping that I don't have the fate of Gloria Sykes.
I mean, think Gloria Sykes.
Oh, famous Gloria.
That would be real terrible if that happened to me, so I'm going to get off this thing pretty soon.
Now, was Gloria Sykes the lady who was on his cable car, and the cable car was hit, and she became a nymphomaniac?
That's right. It might actually cure you in the opposite direction if something happens here.
If I've been sitting here much longer, I think it will, yeah.
Oh, boy. Boy, I'd leave it to Carter B. and CJ to turn a cable car day into a sex discussion. Hey, well, listen, I hope you're having a good time riding the cable car, California Street Line. And don't forget, we're taking pledges right here at KNBR. You can give us a call, 956-KNBR or 478-3200. Some more of the people who have made pledges, Donna Gill, Carol Sherman, Lynette Merrill, Bob Watson, Judy Hallman, Linda, Linda Cowper, I guess that is. And you've got some names, too, haven't you?
Loris Hicks and Dan Bell, Pat Smith, Patrick Cox, Ken Brady, Mr. and Mrs. James Giardi, Rick Crowe, Kim Harrington.
And our total of pledges so far, $3,248. Keep them coming. We'll be happy to hear from you.
I run a nationwide...
And now it is the only moving historical landmark in the country. It's a National Historic Monument.
And right now, moving on one of those historical monuments is Carter B. Smith. Carter, where are you?
Right at California and Powell Street, the crisscross area here, the Fairmont Hotel. And I'm going to start a campaign someday, Frank, to make you the second moving historical monument in the United States.
That's only if I start moving one of these days.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun here today, and I think we finally got all the little wrinkles out. I just got through talking to Columbia, South Carolina, telling them about the cable cars. So doing double duty here today. Dennis McCoy is ringing the bell for us here. And we just,
I love the sound of it. That's why I'm not interrupting. I just love to hear it.
Just passing the Tonga Room. I used to crawl out of there many an evening.
Well, listen, we're going to be down to see you when we get off the air. We'll probably be down at the foot of California Street about 11 o'clock.
All right.
Maybe we can take one ride with you.
Fine. Why
all
not?
Right. And you're going to be going till midnight tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Carter B. aboard the special number 68 cable car line on the California Street line. From now until midnight, he started at 6 this morning. There is an accident in the city. Actually, it's a stall, and it's westbound on 80, just west of 480. In other words, the Embarcadero Freeway turn.
So good luck, Carter. Everyone at GEMCO is riding with you to save the cable cars.
Where are you, Carter? Come on in here and talk to
us. I'm right down near the end of the line by Drum Street, and something really very beautiful just happened. I'm standing on the side of the cable car, and a car pulls up, and a beautiful pink rose is tossed out to me.
Oh.
And says, hope you have fun on the cable cars. Your friend, Leanne and Kristen, and they got the rose from the Stanford Court. It's a beautiful one.
Oh, that's nice. People are throwing flowers at you now.
Be nice if they'd throw money for the cable cars, but the thought of the flower is really very beautiful, and I appreciate it very much.
The pledges back here, Carter, in the studio now total $4,087.
Let's go. Just a dollar or two could really make the difference on this, if everybody would do that, you know?
All right. Thank you, my man. We'll be talking back to you a little bit later. Rick and Sherry Miller have pledged this morning. Mary Rinaldi and Judith Rinkus, Frank Rinkus, Pat Nunes, Barbara Kerr are some of those.
And E.L. Morgan Jr., Jerry Hamlin, Philip Burton, Bob and Lynn Ireland, and Parkhorse Limited with a donation.
Save the cable car day. Carter B. Smith still aboard. The cable car number 68 on the California Street line started at 6 a.m. He crawled into that cable car down at the barn, and he's been plowing his way up and down Knob Hill all morning. How's it going, Carter?
I'm fine. Everything is going very well. California and Taylor, we are just crossing that intersection right now.
You must be becoming familiar with every inch of California Street.
Every inch of California Street is becoming familiar with the back of my lap.
Do you have a favorite block?
No, it's all kind of jumpy and very typical of a cable car ride. But it's amazing. I'm really not feeling out of sorts at all since I talked to you last. I talked to everybody down in San Diego on KFMB, a big station down there.
Mm-hmm.
Gave a good pitch for money, and they were really very affirmative and said that their listeners should contribute. So if the people in San Diego are going to come up with money to save our cable cars, what are we going to do? And that's the question that's at hand, I think.
All right. Well, people are calling, and 956-KNBR is our number. And you can make your pledge. I'll give you some of the names here, Carter. You can listen in for a while.
All right.
You some of the names on people who have made pledges. Barbara Burns, Melinda Nuttler, Glenn Jackson, Josephine Marks, Mark Atkinson, the Lassiter family, Bob and Cheryl Girlani. I think you have some there.
I do. Carol Schoonmaker, Mitchell and Barbara Kane, Matthew Henning, Dick Heron, and Sue Pitzenbarger. Becky Bazemore and the Works family.
Uh-huh, or the Winks family, maybe it is. Winks. Mary Burke and Randy Sommerfeld and Bob Benchman. Peggy Larson, we thank you all.
You're going camping, and you want your small portable radio to play late into the night. The name of the song is Wildflower. We've got a wild man, Carter B. Smith, who's on cable car special number 68 on California Street. Carter?
Hello, CJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I can't complain.
I'm glad to hear that. Lots of people stopping by.
A few. I could sure stand to see some more people stop by, I'll tell you. But there are people stopping by, yeah.
Where are you right now?
At California and Drum Street. We're just down and taking a couple minutes rest here, and then we'll go back up California again.
It takes about 20, 25 minutes to get up to Van Ness Avenue.
Yeah, just about.
And it's about 20 minutes past 10, so if anyone's in the vicinity, they can run right on over and say hello to you.
Has there been a lot of talk on the air? I didn't hear it this morning. Has there been a lot of talk about this very special party?
No, not a whole lot. We've mentioned it every now and then.
Yeah, because I think that is going to be something really very special, and that would entail a $50 donation. The first 50 people who get their money in will be able to have a couple... have a very special goodbye to the cable car party, and that will take place at the cable car barn, which everybody should see. It's just something.
It is a wonderful place.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Real noisy.
Oh, yeah.
They've got those 14-foot cable rollers down there that make a whole bunch of noise, and but it's a real fun, interesting place to see. Well, great. Well, we'll get back to you in just a little bit.
All right, my darling.
Okay.
San Francisco's good times.
KNBR 68, Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. Our thoughts turn to Carter B. Smith, a man who wants to save whatever is in need, proof in his concern for the constant betterment of the San Francisco Zoo. The endless hours that you fret...
I don't want to save everything.
I know that you're fretting over what the Raiderettes are going to do with their extra time.
Well, I'm going to open up a home for retired Raiderettes and for displaced Raiderettes.
But first, we do this.
Sure, the cable cars. John Story, ace photographer, almost got hit by a pickup truck. But photographers, they don't care. They'll do anything, you know, stand out in front of things.
Well, tell them to be careful.
Oh, I will.
You've been talking to so many radio stations, I haven't had a chance to talk to you myself.
I've been real busy, but I'll first talk to KNBR on top of everybody. I just did one for the Armed Forces Radio Service, so that was...
what a thrill.
Yeah, kind of fun.
Yeah, that's
well,
terrific.
Well, the bottom line, of course, is money. It isn't an ego trip, I'll tell you. It's money, and that's what we're here for. And the longer I'm around, I talk to the men that run these cable cars, and they have a great sense of dignity about what they do, and they're very proud of being an operator on the cable system. And they're talking it up to the tourists, you know. In fact, they put the arm on some tourists and said, "Hey, throw a buck, extra buck into the pot to save the cable car," and they did, those people.
They put their arm on me a couple times, too.
Yes, well, but that was another matter.
Those grip men are wonderful. They're wonderful.
They got a great grip.
Yeah, they're true. Goodbye, I'll talk to you later. KNBR 68, Rupert Holmes with Escape 956 KNBR to make a pledge to save the cable cars. Carter B. Smith riding the cable car right now on California Street.
Yes, and I have a cast of thousands here now.
We
this
got
voice is very familiar to you. Hey, CJ, it's Frank, and Mike's here too. Say hello, Mike. What does this stop? Hey, we're at California and Sansom right now, heading up Knob Hill, CJ, and I'm telling you, this is fun.
How about those balloons?
Yeah, they keep popping off right behind us here. We're just sitting in front of the grip man. Every once in a while, one pops. Hey, do you mind? Would you like to meet a tourist who's here from Paris, France?
Oh,
sure. We have a gentleman here from Paris who is riding. Is this your first trip on a cable car?
Yes, it's my first trip on a cable car. It's very wonderful.
What does it feel like to ride along on the street?
The feeling is the nicest thing in San Francisco is this cable car in the street going down and up for us. Very wonderful.
And he has a great look on his face, like he really is enjoying it. I think Mike is getting cable car sick.
He gets sick wherever he goes. Let me tell you that Gerald
has to pay.
That made him sick. Somebody asked for his dollar. Gerald from Paris, I just told him a few moments ago that they were going to close down the system in September for 2 years to remodernize it, to refurbish it, And he got quite excited when he heard that, because he realizes how lucky he is that he's here before the shutdown.
I'm very lucky, because if I came here 2 years later, I would not have seen this thing, this beautiful thing. You must save this cable car. It's the nicest thing in San Francisco, I think.
Attaboy, Gerald. Thank you. A beautiful commercial, huh, CJ?
That's absolutely terrific. Listen, tell him that if he grabs a 42 Sansom, he can come down to the station and say hi to us here.
You want me to tell you that you would be very, very, very delighted if he grabbed a 40? He's a handsome young man, and CJ is, of course, very aware of handsome young men.
CJ, yes, of course. We'll get all the information, find out how long he's here, hotel room, and the like.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, how I love to ride that cable car, even if I'm not going very far.
Like to forget exactly where you are?
Yes!
Then close your eyes.
Picture!
We're way back there in 73. Now, here's a guy named Halliday. He says he's got a new invention.
I think he's out to get attention.
Halliday says he's got a cable car.
Well, what in this big wide world's a cable car?
Well, what in this big wide world are we waiting for?
Let's go and see.
Production at Radio City Music Hall. Remember, get the lowdown on 7-Up all week with Carter B. Smith, and we'll get the lowdown on what's happening on California Street right now. Carter.
Yes, my dear.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. Frank and Mike have been riding up and down. What is your impression of this? Not as this your first run, but, I mean, the first time with this kind of a deal. Well, I think it's amazing how all the tourists stop along the sidewalk and take snapshots, and Mike waves at them. I used to commute on this, so this is bringing back memories.
Yeah. Really?
Great fun out here. Great fun. It sure is. Have you got any intelligent questions you'd like to ask Frank or Mike, just to toss him a curve, because they don't have any earphones, CJ?
No, I don't, Carter.
All right. Well, very good. We're still moving up and down California Street, and you know the number to call, 956-KNBR, to make your pledge. $1 would sure help. We can sure use it.
All righty. Thank
you. There's no disguising the fact that some economy cars are just that.
Air Supply, every woman in the world, Carter B. Smith, down at the Hot Dog Wagon. How you doing down there?
Just fine, CJ, and I just want everybody to have a chance to hear this group, the Wildfire. They are so good, and I'll just give them a little of the country and western sound that they're bringing out to all this crowd here.
Aha!
They are something else.
It sounds terrific.
And they have the name of the group is Grass Fire, and they have I don't know how many hundred people all around here enjoying every bit of it.
That's right down at the foot of California Street.
You feel it in the thunder of a million feet. You hear it through the traffic.
Quarter past noon right now. Carter B. Smith is down on California Street on the cable car, of course, in the midst of his 18-hour marathon. Carter.
Yes, CJ. I have a lot of distinguished people on the cable car this trip. And a man who promised me good weather, Joel Bartlett. Bless your heart, Joel, for coming aboard. And you made it a little overcast, but it's very pleasant.
But I can tell you, Carter, everyone's enjoying the weather. No complaints in the weather department today. And, Carter, let me tell you, I'm just delighted to be here with you and the rest of the people from KNBR for such a fantastic cause. I mean, the cable cars are part of the tradition, the excitement, the color of San Francisco. In fact, I heard earlier, listening to your program this morning, that 13 million people a year ride the cable cars. So besides just being part of the mystique of San Francisco, they bring in a lot of money from the tourists. So it's an extremely good cause, and I'm, needless to say, back you 100%.
Oh, bless your heart. You're always one to get involved in projects. Let me ask you a question, since I have a bona fide weatherman here. Is the weather really that screwy this year? And if so, what is your private opinion as to why we're facing all this?
Well, a lot of people tell me they think the weathermen are kind of screwy this year, so that might be part of it. But the weather has been kind of weird, wacky. There's no doubt about that. And the only thing I can blame it on is sunspot activity.
Hey, that's good.
That's a cop-out, maybe, but that's as good an excuse as I can think of.
Well, that's as good as blaming it on the artesians, I guess.
Yes. Carter, let me tell you, it's just a real pleasure to be here with you, and it's a lot of fun.
You're a good man, Joel Bartlett, and I sure appreciate you. Whoop, we're going to
we
got one more. There's room for one more on here. You just barely made it.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
A
Okay, CJ, that's the story from California, and we're coming up onto Sansom Street now.
All righty, Carter B. Smith, down on the California Street Special Number 68 cable car. And if you want to make your pledge, you can call 956-KNBR right now.
First Commercial Bank is now statewide.
6KNBR is the phone number you call to make your pledge. That's Roberta Flack and the Gloria Sykes theme song. Carter B. Smith live on California Street.
Yes, my dear, and we don't have earphones for everybody, but we sure have some more familiar voices on this particular run. Let's go over to the end of the cab, and here's the man who normally you'd hear right about now.
Yeah, hi there, CJ, and what a great day for San Francisco and the lot of people turning out, and once again, our organization's complete. The KNBR hot dog wagon is right next door to the Porno Magazine newsstand, which I think will create a lot of extra traffic.
That's food for thought.
Never thought about that, Carter. Just what everybody else has been saying, this is a collective day for everybody, and your last chance to personally contribute, so make those phones ring. It's just been a delight hearing Carter talk about all the people he's talked to all across the country and the world.
I had a chance to talk to the station that carries the Cincinnati Bengals football team earlier today, and as I told Candido, who's sitting right here, I said, you've been so sweet, we're going to send you, in fact, we got a pair of earphones now for Ken, if you want to ask him a question, but I said we were going to send him a football player. Kenny, are you having a good time?
Listen, this brings me right back to my childhood, because, Carter, you and I are one of the few people in broadcasting in San Francisco that are native San Franciscans.
That's right.
We used to take this cable car every day.
I remember when this cable car didn't stop at Van Ness. It went across Van Ness.